Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, how are you today? I hope you are fine. With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm also fine. And in this session for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also accompany you with our news, information, entertainment, and also Indonesian pop songs. And listeners, we begin our program with news. Stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news, read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Indonesia committed to reducing carbon emissions. Vice President Yusuf Kalla affirmed Indonesia will rebuild the Great Mosque in the Philippines. Now the news in detail. Indonesia still depends on fossil-based energy. Fossil fuels such as gas and petroleum coal are still dominant energy sources. This illustrates that the Indonesian economy is still supported by consumption of fossil fuels. Researcher at the Center for Economic Research at Indonesian Institute of Sciences, LIPI, Masensius Trisambodo, during a discussion about the energy seminar at the LIPI building in Jakarta on Friday, said that Indonesia has been committed to reducing carbon emission by 29% with its own effort and 41% by establishing international cooperation in 2030. The supply of coal 2025 is at least 30%, and then it is reduced in 2050. So we had political will to really reduce coal. Indonesia is committed to reducing emissions 29% and 41%. In addition, Masensius Trisambodo also said that the electricity and transportation sectors would be the main ones to reduce carbon emissions. But according to him, the transition to development with low emission is not easy. This is a big challenge that needs to be implemented so that Indonesia is able to significantly increase the role of clean energy without increasing the cost of energy. Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that the Indonesian government would rebuild the Great Mosque in Marawi, the Philippines, which was destroyed by World Conflict in Marawi. President Joko Widodo has agreed to help rebuild the Great Mosque in Marawi. Vice President Yusuf Kalla said when closing the National Ulama Conference and the Nahdlatul Ulama Grand Conference at the Miftahul Huda Islamic Boarding School in Al-Azhar, Citangkolo, Banjar, Patroman, West Java on Friday. He said that the world conflicts in number of Islamic countries or religious conflict in Arab countries generally occur because of injustice to these community groups. Vice President Yusuf Kalla emphasized that the Indonesian government reports were a point of concern for Indonesia as a country with the world's populous Muslim in helping religious conflict in ASEAN countries. Indonesia has a major role to establish peace in the countries of the ASEAN region that are currently in conflict, such as southern Thailand, Myanmar, and the Philippines. Vice President Yusuf Kalla officially closed the National Ulama Conference and the 2019 Nahdlatul Ulama Conference at the Miftahul Huda Islamic Boarding School in Al-Azhar, Banjar City, West Java on Friday. In his remarks, Vice President Yusuf Kalla called Nahdlatul Ulama Organization and UA as the largest organization in the world with an estimate of having 1 million members. He was grateful that the NU Ulama Council and NU Grand Conference has been smoothly. The event lasted for 3 days, from Wednesday 27 to Friday. Vice President Yusuf Kalla also appreciated the result that achieved the highest forum under NU Congress. He hoped that the National Conference of Ulama and NU Conference would benefit not only for NU members, but also for all Indonesian people. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Minister of Social Affairs Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita instructed his official at his ministry to improve the working ethos in dealing with various social problems. All officials at the all levels within his ministry must work hard to accelerate the development of social welfare, especially reducing poverty. This was pinned by Minister Agus As stated by Head of the Ministry of Social Affairs Public Relations Bureau, Sony Manalu in Jakarta on Friday. Previously, Minister Agus Gumiwang inaugurated 15 primary health officials in the Ministry of Social Affairs on Friday. The inauguration is aimed at rotating the position according to what requirements which are increasing. Member of the House Representatives Commission 7, Kurtubi, appreciate the success of PT Pertamina in discovering Paran 1 oil and gas well in Nunukamblot, North Kalimantan. The oil and gas well is estimated to have reserved of 1,430 million barrels of oil equivalent, so that it is included in the top 10 oil gas and gas discoveries in the world. Through a written statement in Jakarta on Friday, Kurtubi stated the discovery of the new well with a very large reserve proves that PT Pertamina is able to overcome various technical obstacles. He added that the other extraordinary potential reserve discovered by PT Pertamina are Point Setia 1 well in Sumatra with a potential reserve of 3.3 million barrels of oil equivalent. Haurgede 1 well on Java Island with a potential reserve of 15.8 million barrels of oil equivalent, and well of Pin 1 with potential reserve 1.94 million barrels of oil equivalent. Kurtubi hopes that the management of oil and gas in the country will be returned in accordance with the Article 33 of the 1945 Constitution, saying that all oil and gas resources and reserves are controlled and owned by the state through state companies funded by law. Samba State Polytechnic, or Poltesa in West Kalimantan, will send 10 students of the recent business management study program to carry out internship in Japan for 6 months. They will be placed in the hospitality sector in Japan. They are expected to gain knowledge and experience and improve the quality of Poltesa students. The students are scheduled to depart next April 2019. Poltesa Corporation staff Aan Sumantri explained in Sambas on Friday that the Poltesa students to conduct internship in Japan are a result of collaboration between Poltesa and the Great Borneo Equatorial Training Institute in Pontianak, which focuses on sending students to internships in Japan, Resneo Cooperative in Japan. It said that this year Poltesa just starts sending students to carry out internships to Japan. The last item, Indonesian mixed double badminton athletes Hafiz Faisal and Gloria Emmanuel Wijaya stepped to the finals, associated to the semi-finals of the 2019 Open German Tournament after defeating Taiwanese pair in a quarter-final match in München an der Ruhr, Germany on Friday night local time. As reported by Antara News Agency from the official World Badminton Federation website in Jakarta early on Saturday, Hafiz Gloria, who occupies 6th rank, won in two straight sets, 21-14, 21-15 for 39 minutes over Taiwanese pair Wan Chi Ling and Cheng Chi Yest. The result of the match in the Super 300 level tournament becomes a record of Hafiz and Gloria's first victory over the world ranked 16th pair. In the semi-final match that will take place on Saturday, the Indonesian 11th ranked Indonesian pair is still waiting for an opponent for the match result between double first rank Yuta Watanabe and Arisa Higashino with the Dutch players Robin Tablin and Selena Peek. Well, listener, that was news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
The first news came from Denpasar, Bali. The Denpasar City Community and Village Empowerment Service launched Denpasar Cheerful Counseling Car as one of the local family welfare development innovation programs. Denpasar Mayor Ida Bagus Rai Darmawijaya Mantra on Wednesday inaugurated and launched the Cheerful Denpasar Counseling Car to coincide with the 231st anniversary of Denpasar City in the Lumintang City Park area. According to the chairperson of the Denpasar City Family Welfare Development Drive, Mrs. Sally Darmawijaya Mantra, car counseling was present as a form of empowerment and family welfare for the people of Denpasar City. Furthermore, it was to provide consultation services for various problems faced by the community, including children, adults, and the elderly. The idea of Denpasar Cheerful Counseling Car was appreciated by the mayor of Denpasar, Rai Mantra.
Still from Denpasar, Bali, the Denpasar City Office of Industry and Trade and the Creative Agency of Denpasar held an environmentally friendly shopping bag design competition, which was followed by 78 participants. Acting head of the Denpasar City Industry and Trade Office, Ida Bagus Anom Suniam, in Denpasar on Monday said the competition was held on February 14 until 16th, and according to him, the activity was also part of the Denpasar 231st anniversary this year and also supported the move of Denpasar City government in reducing disposable plastic bags. Latest news came from Magelang, Central Jawa. The Research and Development Agency of Magelang City held an appreciation of the science and technology culture in the form of the 2019 Water Robot Competition in the junior high school and equivalent category to find young seeds of motivators in the fields of science and technology. Head of the Magelang City Research and Development Agency, Arif Barata Sakti, said on Wednesday that this activity was to find the seeds of young innovators in the fields of science and technology. He explained that the competition was focused on the design and launch of water rockets. In this year's program, theme Active Student Participation Supporting the Advancement of Aerospace Technology Towards the Realization of the Modern and Intelligent City of Magelang, it collaborates with Taman Pintar or Smart Park Yogyakarta. There are around 200 water rockets contested. The committee provided all equipment, such as launchers, water pumps, or compressors, while plastic bottles are brought by participants. There are several stages of the 2019 Water Robot Competition, including registration from February 27th until March the 12th, socialization on February the 27th, workshop on March the 26th, and competition on June the 20th. Participants will be competing for prizes of hundreds of million rupiahs, trophies and certificates from the mayor of Magelang. Well, that was news from Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI, Voice of Indonesia, in Today in History. The first information is about the establishment of Bandung Institute of Technology. Bandung Institute of Technology, or ITB, is a public university located in Bandung City, West Java. ITB was established on March the 2nd, 1959. The current main campus of ITB was the building of the first technological institute in Indonesia. Although every institute which was established before ITB had their own characteristics and missions, they had significant impact in shaping the history of ITB. The next information is about Will Chamberlain's 100 points in NBA match. On March the 2nd, 1962, Will Chamberlain scored 100 points for the Philadelphia Warriors in a single game. When Will Chamberlain joined the Philadelphia Warriors, he was known to be the best player of the National Basketball Association, or NBA. He scored 100 points in a game against the New York Knicks in Hershey, Pennsylvania. So far, Will's 100 points has been an unbeatable record until now. The last information is about Baghdad suicide bomb on March the 2nd, 2004. At least 181 people were killed and 573 others were wounded due to a number of suicide bombings which took place in the sacred place of Shia Muslims, namely in Baghdad and Karbala, Iraq. The number of casualties was collected from the suicide bombs, mortar explosion, and planted bombs. That was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bersandar di pelukmu, menatap di matamu, apakah kau ragu padaku? Kini aku ragu padamu. Adakah cinta yang tulus kepadaku? Adakah cinta yang tak pernah berakhir? Adakah cinta yang tulus kepadaku? Adakah cinta yang tak pernah berakhir? Selalu selamanya. Termenung di keningmu, basah di matamu, apakah itulah cara
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, you have listened music from Club Project with title Selalu Untuk Selamanya. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, I would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia with daily segment My Indonesia. Today is on Wiryadinata Tasikmalaya Airport officially operates. President Joko Widodo inaugurated Wiryadinata Airport in Tasikmalaya City, West Java on Wednesday. The airport originally functioned as an operational air base for the military. Since June 10, 2017, the airport has been open for commercial flights. The government then developed the airport by increasing the runway length to 1,600 meters and building a special passenger terminal. After signing the inscription at the airport, President Joko Widodo told journalists that he would instruct the airline Garuda Indonesia to increase flight schedules to and from Tasikmalaya via Wiryadinata Airport. The development is expected to spur tourism growth in Tasikmalaya and its surroundings. The president assessed the public's interest in air transportation to the Tasikmalaya region was quite good. Related to this, the head of state has accepted the proposal of the governor of West Java, Ridwan Kamil, who wants an alternative route to get to the area from Jakarta, namely the Jakarta-Bandung-Tasikmalaya route and vice versa, and the Jakarta-Tasikmalaya route. The president hopes that there will be additional flights in March. According to the president, the construction of transportation infrastructure, both land and air, in the region will accelerate the development of economic strength in Tasikmalaya. Previously, Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi said the inauguration of the Wiryadinata Airport as a public airport reinforced the government's commitment to develop from the periphery. Budi Karya Sumadi added, good connectivity can increase community productivity and strengthen regional competitiveness in international markets and strengthen unity. Besides air transportation, Budi also assessed that the southern part of West Java needs to improve rail transportation. Wiryadinata Airport can serve ATR aircraft or small body propeller aircraft. During the inauguration, Wings Air Airlines inaugural flights was carried out with the ATR plane on the Tasikmalaya-Bandung route. Well, that was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Semua kerinduan yang terdengar.
Voice of Indonesia.
That's the song entitled Kangen by Krisha featuring Sofia Lajuba. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in this session, I also would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will invite you to visit Pontianak, West Kalimantan, to enjoy bubu pedas, or in English means hot porridge from Pontianak, West Kalimantan. Pontianak hot porridge for the first time is found by Sambas Malay tribe, which lives at the coastal area of Pontianak region. The hot porridge certainly attracts visitors' desire to come to Pontianak. In Sambas language, the hot porridge is called bubur padas. Based on its name, hot porridge is the one with spicy flavor. In fact, the word of spicy flavor on a porridge is not the real meaning. It is only used to sign that Sambas typical food consists of various kinds of vegetables, such as ferns, kale, sprouts, long beans, young corn, galangal leaves, kencur leaves, and other spice leaves. Ingredient of the hot porridge is rice, which is fried without cooking and pounded smoothly and mixed with grated coconut and milled smoothly, including pepper powder, coriander, and other ingredients. Thus, Sambas people call the hot porridge as the king of porridge because almost all ingredients are put into the porridge. Oh, Although the hot porridge is included with Kalimantan typical food, this can only be found at certain places in Pontianak. While at Sambas City, you can find porridge vendors at almost every corner of the city. A plate of the porridge with fried and coffee fish and peanut to give savory flavor is worth only 10,000 rupiahs. It is enough for breakfast. If you drink a glass of hot tea, this will make you full and you do not need to have lunch. If you want to eat hot porridge with real spicy flavor, you can add condiment which is specially made for the porridge. Listener, if you are in Indonesia, especially in Pontianak, please spend your time to taste the hot porridge because there are some kinds of vegetables which do not exist in other regions in Indonesia. That was our segment, Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Putri Safiti Adela. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, let's
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, you have just listened music from Club Project with title Meski Telah Jauh. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in this session, I also would like to give you another information about interesting tourism that happens in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. On February 23rd up to 24th, 2019, Ministry of Tourism has successfully held the Aruk Cross Border Festival 2019. This festival held in Aruk, Sambas Regency, West Kalimantan. The enthusiasm for this festival attracted not only local residents, but also 4,154 foreign nationals who entered Indonesia through the Aruk Cross Border State Pass. The enthusiasm of the community towards this festival was inseparable from the various activities that were present at this event, such as the performances of the capital artists who enlivened the stage. In addition, there are cultural art performances as well as local MSME stands that sell their products. The event also involved the participation of neighboring countries which border Aruk directly, namely Malaysia in Poco-Poco activities with the Indonesian National Army and Malaysian Royal Army. There are also the Sarawak biker community who also enlivened the event. This positive response to cross-border activities has become a spirit for the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism to reorganize activities on Indonesia's borders, as described by Regional 2 Assistant Deputy for Marketing Development 1, Adela Raung. He certainly hoped that the reception received would be far greater. This cross-border festival is intended not only to increase foreign tourist arrivals, but also to turn on the wheels of the economy of the surrounding residents. This year, cross-border festival is one of the activities that are relied on to increase the number of foreign tourists visit to Indonesia. Listener, that was miscellany for today. We will meet again with another interesting topic. See you!
Voice of Indonesia.
Ku terpikat pada Tuhan. untukmu, aku tersihir ciummu, terkagum pada pandangmu, caramu melihat dunia. Ku harap kau tahu bahwa ku terinspirasi hatimu. Ku tak harus memilikimu, tapi bolehkah ku selalu
of Indonesia.
That's the song entitled Jatuh Hati by Raisa. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment I would like to give you information about music. This is related to traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. It's nice to meet again with me, Putri, in Music Corner segment. In today's edition, we present a song in keroncong genre entitled Panorama Indonesia. The song tells about the beauty of Indonesian nature. High mountains, valleys, canyons, and green forests, blue ocean and sea create feeling of peace. Indonesia raises admiration for anyone who witnesses its natural sceneries. The name Sri Widadi is well known in keroncong music, although she has sung songs in popular genre. In 1970s, her name was parallel with Toto Salmon, Dedi Damhudi, and Ida Rashid. Well, listener, here is Panorama Indonesia, sung by Sri Widadi.
Thank you.
dan rasa damai. Indahnya langit lasu warni, rona warna ceria.
Voice of Indonesia.
Selalu ada di sini, di depan mataku, tempat untukku berbagi perasaan yang tersimpan, namun tak kuduga kaulah yang kutunggu. Canda kita tetap sama, tawa kita tak berubah, namun ada yang berbeda. Ku rasakan itu dari tatapan matamu yang bicara. Ada sesuatu di antara kita. Semua telah terjadi, sudahlah nikmati saja keadaan ini. Namun sungguh tatapanmu yang bicara, ada sesuatu di antara kita. Biarkan saja dia berbunga. Ku harap kau rasakan apa yang ku rasa. Sungguh aku tak kuasa menahan rasa di dada. Jangan kau dustai hati bila semua telah terjadi. Sudah
of Indonesia.
Tak pernah terbayang akan jadi seperti ini pada akhirnya. Semua waktu yang pernah kita lewati bersama nyata hilang dan sirna. Hitam putih berlalu, janji kita menunggu, tapi kita tak mampu. Seribu satu cara kita lewati untuk dapatkan semua jawaban ini. Bila memang harus berpisah, aku akan tetap setia. Bila memang ini ujungnya, kau kan tetap ada di dalam jiwa. Tak bisa untuk teruskan, dunia kita berbeda. Bila memang ini ujungnya, kau kan tetap ada di dalam jiwa. Terjadi dan simpan untuk jadi story. Hitam putih berlalu, janji kita menunggu, tapi kita tak mampu. Seribu satu cara kita lewati untuk dapatkan semua jawaban ini. Bila memang harus berpisah, aku akan tetap setia.
Listeners, thank you for your kind attention and time to listen our program for today's edition in English language program broadcasting. And we will give you another information. So don't go anywhere. Stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, at Voi Indonesia, and our email address, voi@voinews.id. Thank you, listeners. Bye-bye.